Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And you've been around this team for multiple years now and throughout the entire Mahomes era. We've been saying, and I think most people agree, this is the biggest regular season game that Mahomes has had. I think, I don't know if you agree, because of what's at stake. This is not just to clinch the division. This is not to clinch a one seed, which they've had big games like that. This is to make sure you have a chance still to win the West and keep this 9+ year run going.
Yeah, it's obviously a very big game. I think we all know that. I think what's interesting, though, is the Chiefs have had all this success over the last 9 years, and it's easy to think that they just kind of rolled to AFC West titles and conference titles and Super Bowls during that time, like there was no stress at all. You know what's funny is I was thinking about this. Like, I feel like I've felt this way before about a game. And actually, the circumstances are pretty nuts. So in 2021, it was week 10. The Chiefs were 5-4. Now, the 2021 season was strange. The team started 3-4, and it was a kind of a struggle early on. Didn't get over 500 till week 9 that year. But the Chiefs were 5-4 in week going into week 10 back in 2021. They were playing the Raiders on the road. Now, you might say, oh, it was the Raiders. That must have been like a gimme game. The Raiders were 5-3 and playing good football. And the circumstances of that game, and it was a Sunday nighter, I think, was if the Chiefs won that game, they would have been in first place in the division. If they lost it, they would have been in last place in the division. And I'm certain the conversation around that game at the time was, this is the biggest regular season game in the Patrick Mahomes era. Now, the Chiefs rolled in that game, 41-14. Would love a similar result here in this one. But just goes to show that Mahomes and the Chiefs, even though it maybe doesn't feel like it, they have faced big regular season moments like this with a lot on the line. And more often than not, they've come through. I think about 2023 as well. That game against the Bengals late in the year, which Burrow didn't even play in. It was Jake Browning in that game. But that was coming off the Christmas Day loss to the Raiders. And the Chiefs needed to win that game to lock up the division. The Chiefs were 9-6 going into that game, and the vibes were not great, right? Well, they win that game, didn't lose the rest of the year, won the Super Bowl. So I think, yeah, it's a very big regular season game for Mahomes, but I don't think that this is a situation where he's never faced this kind of moment before. The Chiefs have been in big regular season games during the era, and they've usually found a way to win them.
As you said, they have found ways to win them, which is why, like, from a confidence standpoint, I'm very confident coming off a bye. Everything that is at stake. Usually this is when Mahomes elevates his game even more, when Andy Reid and this coaching staff, like these are usually the games that the Chiefs do look their best, and it's an A-plus type of performance.
And I know nobody wants to hear about the bye week stat with Coach Reid. We talk about it every single year. I get it. But it's real that the Chiefs had time to reflect, to self-scout over the last 2 weeks. And I think that's only beneficial when you're going into a big game like this where the team had a chance to rest a little bit, get healthy, recharge, and really take a look inward before you take on the second half of the season, beginning with obviously a huge game on Sunday.
So, I mean, you look at the Broncos. I mean, the sack numbers are all anybody seems to want to talk about, right? 46, 14 more than any other team in the NFL. This Chiefs offensive line has been dealing with a little bit more of an injury issue over the last 2 weeks, but so far, Jalen Moore, Juwan Taylor, nothing there in terms of the injury report, and Josh is back with the team. Is there a little bit more of a level of confidence in this Chiefs offensive line going in this week against arguably the best front four in football?
I'd add, too, that Trey Smith had 2 weeks to get healthy, too. I mean, gutting through that back injury against the Bills says a lot about him, but having that time off, I'm sure, was beneficial. Yeah, you want your offensive line to be as healthy and as intact as possible against this front because the Broncos' pass rush, in my opinion, is the story of the game. I mean, 46 sacks this year. So you said they're 14 ahead of second place. The gap between number one and number two is the same as the gap between number two and number 25 on the sack list. They have the most sacks through 10 games since 1989. And it comes from everyone, right? Like Benito is the guy we always talk about, but Zach Allen has 6 sacks. Jonathan Cooper has 7.5 sacks. They have 10 players on their defense that have multiple sacks this year. And a lot of that is because of their blitz rate. They blitz at like a 27% clip, and they're going to blitz us in this game, I'm sure of it. You look back at week 10 last year against the Broncos, they blitzed at a 57% clip. So got to be ready for that, and you want your offensive line to be as healthy as possible. So another reason I think coming off the bye, it's just helpful that they had this time to rest and prepare for this game because if the Chiefs can protect, I'm confident they can move the football against these guys because we've seen it all year. I mean, since week 4, even with the Bills game, the Chiefs have the number one total offense in the NFL, number 7 scoring offense in that time. Just a matter of getting back on track, and that begins with protection.
Matt McMullen from the Chiefs joining us in studio here for Chiefs Red Half Hour. You've gone to just about, it feels like, every venue at this point in the NFL. I don't know if it's every single venue.
I've got two left.
Yeah, two left. Okay.
Yep.
And so certainly you've been to Denver before, and in the AFC West, it's the only real road environment the Chiefs ever will go to, right? Because, I mean, let's be real. The Chiefs fans travel to LA and they travel to Vegas. Denver is going to be like a real environment. Now, they just went to Buffalo, which is hostile as well. I guess what I'm asking you is where does Denver stack up? Because I view this as one of the top like 5-6 venues, at least that are remaining in the NFL, because so many of these have become, you know, where teams are destination type of travel sites.
Yeah, I love their stadium and the atmosphere is great. It feels a lot like the atmosphere in Kansas City. It's awesome. I'll tell you what, though, there will be one more Chiefs fan in the stands on Sunday because my wife is going out to the game because her whole family lives in Denver. My father-in-law, my brother-in-law, huge Broncos fans. And she's going out to this game. She's flying out today. She'll be in Chiefs gear in the stands with her Bronco family. And it just brings me joy knowing that at one point her dad will look at her and see her in Chiefs gear cheering on, hopefully like a Rasheed Rice touchdown. And he'll think to himself, what happened here? How did we get to this
she's
moment?
She's been corrupted.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully she's leaving happy and the rest of the family isn't happy. I think I can say that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. So I looking at the offense for Denver, I feel like there's been a lot of conversation over, let's say, the last month about how the Broncos defense is the Broncos defense, but the offense has been a little bit stagnant. Bo Nix has struggled. Of course, J.K. Dobbins is kind of off and on the injury report. His status is pretty much in question for Sunday. What is it going to take for the Chiefs defensively to have success against a Denver offense that we've seen have some pretty glaring holes in terms of its ability to succeed?
Yeah, well, I tell you two things. First is stopping the run because they use the run really effectively. Now, if Dobbins doesn't play, that's a big deal. And hasn't practiced this week. Mm-hmm. He's 5th in the NFL in rushing yards. And Dobbins just a really good player, averaging over 5 yards per carry. When he's kind of rolling, sets up play action for Nix, and they're difficult to stop. If he doesn't play, that's a big deal. Now, RJ Harvey is a pretty good player. I like him a lot. He hasn't shouldered like the full load this year. I think he's still a good player, though, and stopping him will be important on Sunday. The other thing, though, if the Chiefs can stop the run, let's not have it close in the fourth quarter because the Broncos have found this lightning in a bottle where if you look at their fourth quarter numbers, it's crazy. They have the number one point differential and yard differential in the fourth quarter this year. You can say what you want to about Nix, and I get it. His numbers are up and down. In the fourth quarter this year, he has the most total touchdowns and the most total first downs of any quarterback in the NFL. So I'll give them credit. They found ways late in games. The Chiefs know all about that, right? And I think in this game, stop the run. And if you have an opportunity to seize this game and not have it be in question in the final 5 minutes, that's your path to victory.
Do you agree with some of the comparisons to the Chiefs from a year ago? I understand they have Bo Nix. The Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so let me be clear on that. But the Chiefs, people are saying, man, they're not that impressive. They're winning all these one-score games. It's not sustainable. The Chiefs won 15 games, went to the Super Bowl, as we know, a year ago. The Broncos, it feels kind of the same. You mentioned the fourth quarter success. When they got to have it, they find a way to get it. Even if Bo Nix looks terrible all game, the one drive they got to have, he's gotten it. Do you agree with some of the similarities?
Here's what I've learned being a Chiefs fan is I will never apologize for winning, and I will not criticize the Broncos for winning games. Now, half of their wins this year, they trailed in the fourth quarter. I think what that tells me is maybe the margin is thin there, and if you have an opportunity to make another play or two and they don't make that play, then you can win the football game. So for the Chiefs in this game, if the opportunity is there to make that play or to prevent the Broncos from making that play, you have to take advantage of that. But the Broncos shouldn't apologize for winning, and they're 8-2 for a reason, and I'll give them credit for it.
With the injury to Isaiah Pacheco, it seems like Andy and Matt Nagy and that offensive staff have kind of found more unique ways to involve the running game. And some of that's involved putting Rashi Rice in the backfield, whether it be at the quarterback position or, you know, beside Mahomes out of a shotgun set. Should there be an expectation for fans to see a little bit more of Rashi Rice out of the backfield, or maybe some Xavier Worthy jet sweeps and things to kind of extend the running game a little bit without utilizing a really low depth running back room?
I love that idea. And I think when you're facing a great pass rush like this, that's what you have to do. It's the quick passing game over the middle, where you use the passing game as an extension of the running game almost, but also stretching out the defense horizontally. And I think about over the years, how the Chiefs handled players like Max Crosby or Nick Bosa, or like Khalil Mack. You use those jet sweeps, those pop passes, to install a little bit of doubt in their mind when they're pass rushing. Because the last thing you want to do against a team like this is be in like 3rd and 12, because they're going to tee off. And you want to stay ahead of the chains by running the football, but also by using those different elements in your playbook to just create that doubt. And, you know, I think about the crazy 4th and 17 conversion against the Bills a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You watched Joey Bosa on that play. So Joey Bosa is rushing Mahomes. And even on 4th and 17, he saw Travis Kelce leak out and turn around as if he was going to haul in a screen. And Bosa, even on 4th and 17, when he has a clear lane at the quarterback, stopped for a second, turned around. That allowed that play to develop, because otherwise Mahomes would have had no time. So little things like that. Hopefully not a lot of 4th and 17s for the Chiefs in this game. But overall, what you're saying, I agree with, that you can use Rashee, you can use Worthy, you can use Breshard Smith, I think, in a lot of different ways to add a different dynamic to the offense.
We're talking to Matt McMullen. He's in studio with us as the Chiefs get set to head out to Denver. 3:25 kickoff right here on 96.5. The Fan. Pregame coverage with Josh Briscoe begins 3 hours before. The way the Chiefs have, you know, I would say defensively gone after teams and exotic blitzes and Spags, his ability to do that. The part that gets underrated, I think, is coverage outside of Trent McDuffie from Jalen Watson. And we were having a discussion, I think, yesterday. You know, he's obviously a pending free agent. He's probably going to have a bigger market than people think. Do you think Jalen Watson is kind of underrated in this Chiefs defense? Because I feel like when he's healthy, and I know he's had some injury history, but when he's healthy, I actually think he's one of the more underrated players on this entire defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so much of what you think about a player is created based on where they were drafted. Jalen Watson was a 7th round draft pick, but I think it's almost the opposite, where you find a player like that in the 7th round who can start for you at corner in multiple Super Bowls and really hold his own. I think Jalen's been great. And, you know, it's a credit to Brett Veach for finding a player like that late in the draft and kind of rolling the dice on him, and they end up being a guy that you rely on. I think he's been awesome. Noel Williams has also been really impressive this year when he's been out there.
Third best lockdown rate. We were stunned to see that. Third best lockdown rate of any corner in football.
I mean, how about that, right? So it'll be a challenge, you know, over the remainder of the season, facing a lot of good offenses. But I'll always have confidence in Spags and the guys that we roll out there. You know, since the beginning of the 2023 season, the Chiefs still own the number one scoring defense in the NFL. It's crazy, you know, and it's because of guys like Jalen Watson and Noel Williams and others, not just your high-profile guys like Chris Jones and Trent McDuffie, because it takes everybody, right? And Brett Veach has done such a great job of finding these players that come up in big moments.
Step away for the Chiefs Broncos for a second. Just the rest of the AFC. We saw the Patriots win again last night. Drake May, I mean, he's the real deal. I think we all agree at this point. Now, I get people will point at the schedule and it's soft, but they're two toughest opponents. They have won. Buffalo, they obviously beat the Bucs a week ago. When you look at this AFC picture, I know the Chiefs got to handle their own business, but let's just step away from that for a second. When you see the Colts and the Patriots and the Broncos there atop the AFC, do you think this is really, really wide open? Do you think it's just where it's one of those where people want to see those teams prove it? Or do you actually think it's just so wide open and truly there's 6 or 7 teams that can actually go make a run?
I think it's really competitive. I think there's extreme parity in the NFL right now, which ultimately is a good thing for the league. I mean, it's what the league wants. It's why it's designed the way that it is, where the team that has the worst record picks first in the draft, and why you have a salary cap and things like that. I do think everything is right there for the Chiefs, though. And that's why this game is really important, because the Chiefs control their own destiny at this point in the AFC West, where you play the Broncos twice. You have an opportunity to make up the ground that you have against them just by playing them. And in the AFC in general, Baltimore right now making a playoff push, but normally you'd see Baltimore at the top of the standings, right? Not the case. Buffalo obviously played really well in the game against us, but losing that game against Miami, it kind of makes you question, like, who are the elite teams going to be at the end? And that's why football is so fun, because we don't know. I mean, it's only week 11, a lot of football to be played, right? And that's where it's also a great opportunity for the Chiefs, like I've been talking about, because, yeah, 5-4 isn't at all where the Chiefs kind of hoped to be when the season began, but everything's still right there. It's not like anyone's running away with it. And I get the Broncos are 8-2, the Patriots, what, 9-2 now? I mean, really impressive, but a lot of football left to play, and I'm excited for the Chiefs to get after it.
So, you know, looking at the AFC as a whole, I think there's some people that are inadvertently saying that there's a changing of the guard happening, but you're right. I mean, you look at the one seed standings right now, and the chances for the usual suspects, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bengals, isn't necessarily there. Is there a view in your mind of the Chiefs, say they get the sixth seed and they don't win the AFC West? Is there a path for the Chiefs that you would be most comfortable with them playing in order to get to a Super Bowl?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just look at the 2023 playoff run, and that playoff run, if people didn't already believe, they should look at that and say the Chiefs can beat anybody on any day. And football is hard. Does that mean the Chiefs are going to win every single game? No, obviously not. But I have full faith the Chiefs can do it whenever they need to on any given Sunday or Monday or Wednesday or Thursday or whenever they have to play football. Because look back at the 2023 run. They're the three seed, I think. So you have to play the Dolphins in the coldest game in recent memory, third coldest game in NFL history. Then you go on the road and beat Buffalo. You go on the road and beat Baltimore. And then you beat the one seed Niners in the Super Bowl. I mean, listen, football is hard. The Chiefs went out there, and it's one of the greatest playoff runs and most difficult playoff runs in NFL history, I think. So whether the Chiefs get the one seed or the seven seed, I have full confidence they can go out there and play great football and always have a chance. I really want to win the AFC West for a 10th straight year, though. And let's go ahead and go take care of business against the Broncos and go do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I want to be able to still talk about pushing the Patriots dynasty. I was saying that earlier in the show, Matt, that we all know what the Patriots did in the AFC East. And if you want to continue to have that conversation and comparing the dynasties, a big chunk of that is going to be divisional dominance. And the Chiefs are very, very close to getting to where the Patriots were in the AFC East. But of course, that a win on Sunday is required to have a chance to keep that conversation going. I will say these teams would never say it publicly, but if the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Ravens, let's say they were 5-6-7, let's say they were the 5-6-7 seed, which is crazy to think about, but it could happen. Unlikely the Ravens to me can get in without winning the division, but we'll play along for a second. If Josh Allen is going on the road to Indy, Mahomes is going on the road to, I don't know, in this scenario, Pittsburgh or something like that. And, you know, you have those quarterbacks on the road. There's no one, they might even be favorites, but two, I don't know any fan base in those cities that's going to feel good whatsoever, no matter how many. Let's say the Colts win 14 games. I don't know what the math is on them right now to do that, but that's where I'm like, that'd be an amazing thing to see play out, because the best quarterbacks to me still come January are the quarterbacks that I'm always going to side with. And obviously the Chiefs have the best one in the league.
And listen, I'm a Chiefs fan. I remember going to the Chiefs-Ravens game, and was it 2010?
I was there for that one.
Yeah, the Ravens are really good. I didn't realize. No. Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? I think the Colts and the Patriots are playing great football, and the Broncos, too. I mean, they deserve to be in the positions that they're in. But, yeah, it is kind of funny narrative-wise to think, like, congratulations, you're hosting a playoff game. You're facing Josh Allen, you know?
I have more faith in the Patriots than the Colts. I just do. Like, if you're asking me, like, what would I be more nervous if, let's say the Chiefs don't win the division and they had to go on the road to New England, I would be way more fearful of that, because I think Drake May is going to be one of these really special quarterbacks for a while. I'm not sold on the Colts, and I know we'll have next week to talk about the Colts coming to Arrowhead, and hopefully that is a huge game and everything. And the Chiefs are coming off a win, but I think New England is way more legit in terms of going on a deep playoff run, because I believe in their quarterback more than I believe in the Colts quarterback.
I believe in the Patriots coach too. I mean, yeah. Mike Vrabel. Obviously.
How about those Tennessee Titans? You know, what a great decision that they made there. You know, their GM and him didn't get along, and then they fired that GM like 9 months later anyway. And now Vrabel's kicking ass with the Patriots.
His heir apparent was already fired less than two years in. Yeah.
Well, this is why like culture is so important, and I know like. Listen, I'm a nerd, but also like a lot of nerds want to be like, oh, culture doesn't matter. It's all about just the X's and zeros and all that. Like culture matters, right? And with Vrabel, he's the ultimate culture guy. And I think Coach Reed's the same way. Like when Coach Reed got here in 2013, completely changed the culture, completely changed it night and day, right? And really the Chiefs haven't looked back from that moment. I think the Patriots are in a similar situation where Vrabel has kind of set an expectation with that team. And yeah, clearly May is a pretty good player. Fun to watch last night. Like looks a lot.
What do you guys think of the unis?
Older than he is.
We're going to have like in 2 years, I guess we'll see that the Chiefs, you know, the rivalry unis or whatever, the AFC West turn is coming up in a year or two. And I'm fascinated to see what the Chiefs are going to do. What did you make of the Patriots look? They looked like a high school team that was going to call themselves, you know, like the, you know, the Grandview Patriots, but they got the wrong color match. And so the coloring was off. That's what it looked like.
I'm the wrong person to talk to about like crazy uniform designs because I like traditional football uniforms. Maybe because I grew up a Chiefs fan. I don't know.
But, yeah.
They looked kind of like desaturated to me. I don't know. Like they were okay.
It truly looked like someone just screwed up on the color match.
Yeah, the combination wasn't great. I liked the gray jerseys. Yeah. I liked the look of those and like the matte helmet. I kind of like those, but they just didn't pair well together.
You'll win me over with the matte helmet every single time. I've my dream, even though I'm with you, I'm traditional on the unis too. My dream is a matte black Chiefs helmet, red outlined arrowhead with like the white, all white uni. That's my dream. Black helmet, all white, everything else. It'd be amazing. But
if you don't mind, do you mind if I ask Matt this question?
All right, then we got to get to break.
Okay, Matt.
Let's hear it.
My thought process is that the Chiefs debut an all black jersey and they black out arrowhead for one night. I think it would be very cool to have like a theme, sort of like a blackout night where you give everybody like black towels or something. I don't know.
Drew
something
wants
cool
whiteouts
like
or blackouts at Arrowhead. And I explained to him that Arrowhead doesn't need the gimmicky stuff.
This is what Cincinnati's doing, right?
Yep.
This is
okay.
Everybody's doing this.
Exactly, Matt. This is exactly it. It's exactly it. When you don't have the same tradition and stuff in the great atmosphere, you got to come up with gimmicky stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I know people want the Chiefs to have crazy uniforms. I love the Chiefs' traditional uniforms.
So do I.
I'm just a fan of it. I don't know.
Matt, appreciate it, man. Oh, we'll let you get over to Arrowhead. I know practice and Andy are going to speak here in about an hour. So that's Matt McMullen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.